Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
Good? All right. That's very cool. Well, I brought something, or actually it was already here. What is this? It's the offering bowl. Well, you could put, what else could you put in here? You could put some food. Yeah, some bread. What else? You could put money in there because it's kind of an offering. Usually people get nervous when they see a pastor holding an offering plate. What else could you put in here?
Grapes.
You could put grapes. Wouldn't they look? Wouldn't they be good? What about some cherries?
Yeah.
Do you guys like cherries?
A candle.
What?
A candle.
A candle. Yes, you could do that. Well, today I brought this bowl. I mean, what I think is, yes, ma'am. You could put water in it, yeah. I brought this because I got to thinking about the story in the gospel today. Jesus calls a man named Levi, whose other name is Matthew. You've heard the name Matthew, haven't you? Wrote a really good book, yeah, in the Bible. And Matthew and Jesus, they go and they eat with some people. And I thought, I bet that they ate out of bowls that were sort of looked a little bit like this. And they put food in it and they were all eating. And some people said, oh, that Jesus, how could he eat with those bad people? Those tax collectors. No offense to any of you who happen to be tax collectors. Those tax collectors and all of those kind of icky people. Why would you want to eat with those people? Yeah, why do you... Yeah, Jesus, yeah, very good, thank you.
Nice to them.
Yeah, you got to, Jesus wants to be nice to them. And you said something really important, Miranda. You said what? Jesus said, you know what, it's not people who are well and okay and perfect and in that we want to invite to the table all the time. Yeah, sometimes we want to invite, Jesus says, you know, it's the people who are sick and hungry and that nobody else wants to eat with. They're the ones that we're going to eat with. And so it's kind of neat because he didn't just keep the bowl just for people who thought they were worthy. You know what that means? That they're okay. You know at school how there's some people who are a little more okay than others? I don't know, you're kind of young, but I just want to warn you that when you get a little bit older and you go to the lunchroom and you take your tray and you're going to go sit down and you're going to look around and they're going to see some of the cool people are sitting together. And then there's a table I used to sit at by myself sometimes. You know what Jesus says? Jesus says, those are the very people I want you to eat with.
You should be with people that are lonely.
Okay. And that don't have any friends. You know, and that's what makes Jesus so different. He just doesn't go for just the cool people and the neat people and the church people. He says, everyone is welcome at the table, and there you will receive food. And for us, it's God's word and songs and fellowship and cherries and water. I don't like candles for dinner, but we could try that. And that's God's gift, and we call that gift grace. God loves all people. Thank you for coming. And you know, after a little while, we're going to have another meal. And that's the other meal that Jesus brings, this communion. And everyone is welcome there, too. It's not lunch, really, but it's... Well, it is if you're on the South Beach diet. Okay. Have a good day. Thank you so much for coming.